Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is December the 22nd, Tuesday, December 15th. Just about the end of the year here, and wish you all happy holidays and safe travels if you're going anywhere or coming back from somewhere. So today we were going to talk about goals. I want to just remind everyone, yes, each of the calls is usually on the second, fourth Thursday of the month. This time we're on Tuesday because, you know, Christmas is on the 24th, of course. And so, the next call you can put down is January the 7th. Be the 14th, and then the 28th would be the second, fourth Thursdays of the month. And, because it's a little time in between, I'll send you an email in between, too, with some other training information. So that'll be great. I want to remind you, if each of you are going through the program, the modules, be sure to get listen to the audios. And even if you finish the program, you can always go back and listen to the recordings. And then there's a executive summary there, you know, with each of the modules, and then exercises at the bottom. So go ahead and do those exercises, and then email them to me. And then as you progress through, and I'll look at them. And I know I've gotten some from you, Daniel. You've been doing really well. And Gerard in Ireland just joined us too. And so he's been getting in, and I think, Kat, you know, it'd be great to get your questionnaire, and so that way it gives me a chance to know more about you, too, and what your goals and visions are. It gives you a chance to crystallize those. So, yeah, and I just wanted to give you a couple of announcements that, I'm going to be doing a lot more with our program to offer you even more, to give you... You know, more on the website. I know I've been working on that workbook. Amy, you mentioned that was one of the most valuable things for you, and so I'll be continuing to work on that and send you more another installment of that this week, and put those up on the website there, the Performing Edge Coaching Workbook, and, you know, going through each of the sections and chapters of the Performing Edge book, and I'm creating a workbook out of that so that so that you have exercises and questions you can ask your clients and athletes, and use it for yourself and for your clients to really have them practice what they have them practice the concepts in the book. And, you know, there's that concept of see one, do one, teach one. You know, if you're going to it's a Japanese, I think, term or Asian term, meaning you see it first, see someone else do something, and then do it yourself is the second level of learning, to practice it, and then teach it to someone else. That's even a better concept. So you learn it at a very deep level. So I'll be adding more to the website there in terms of creating a real knowledge base. Of course, there's on these calls, we're recording all of them, and so for the last 3 years, I think maybe 3.5 years now, all the recordings are on there. If you click on the yellow schedule button and page down, it's just a wealth of information for the last 3 years on really of key topics that are in the national news, you know, keeping up on what's going on, and topics that you have requested. And if you are interested in more topics, more specific things, let me know. And because I want to customize these calls for you, and so you can let me know topics that you'd like me to cover, and then I'll definitely cover those for you. We'll work on those topics to make sure that we meet your needs. And so in the members area, we've got... I'll be uploading more materials there, more assessments that you can use for your clients, and video trainings, and audio coachings, some business building tools, and templates, athlete exercises, as I mentioned, like the workbook, and And, you know, the visualization MP3s, like the one I just emailed you, is really valuable. You can use that for yourself or for your clients. And, you know, all, just a wealth of case studies, wealth of information to build your business. So I want to be able to be really responsive to what your needs are. And, you know, and you know, include templates, that kind of thing. You know, and just help you to be successful in your business. And I'm open to your feedback about what kinds of things you need. And all of these tools in there are original materials that I've, you know, designed for you. Spent thousands of hours putting all this together you know, this result of, you know, 30 years of my experience with athletes and doing research. And so I think it's, you know, really valuable stuff. It's not just someone else's material, but it's stuff that things that I've designed, you know, based on my experience, that you can use and customize for your own needs too. So, yeah. And if you have questions, you can always email me. Also, you know, we'll be talking more about how to become a published author and a professional speaker. Those might be some of your goals for the new year, and becoming a media expert, all those kinds of things. I've been successful in all those areas. You can become a highly paid speaker, doing workshops, and be a published author, all of those things, and be a media correspondent. You know, the Olympics are coming up, and this next year it's really exciting, and so there'll be a lot. So you don't want to wait till August, because that's when the Olympics are, but there's a lot of build-up before the Olympics, and you know, the 2 or 3 months, 4 months beforehand, and you can work on maybe seeing if there are athletes in your area that need your help. And you can also contact your local media there to see if you can, oftentimes they really need a performance coach or sports psychology expert to comment on what's going on in the Olympics in your area or in the sports that you're really knowledgeable in. So, you know, be thinking about that too. Even if you're not, you know, working with an athlete or going to Brazil or any of that, my goal is to do that. But you can, you know, think about just being able to be an expert in that area, being able to comment on the Olympics and what it takes to be an Olympian and the Olympic mindset, that kind of thing, the behind-the-scenes kind of strategies that you could use or that others use to train your athletes. So I know, Amy, you've been really successful with doing workshops and that kind of thing. Is it for tennis? Were you doing that this week, Amy, or this recently?
Yeah, I've been doing it all year.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
At St. Joe's, I do them. He's got me coming in pretty much once a month to do them.
Wow. St. Joe's, is that a college? I forget.
Yeah, it's a university.
Yeah, how's that going?
I love it. It's great, especially since it's tennis.
Uh-huh.
And he has me doing the men's and the women's together.
Uh-huh.
So I really love the coach. He was a professional tennis player and, you know, used to play doubles with Arthur Ashe. And he realizes the importance of the mental training.
Uh-huh.
So he brought me in last year to do, I did a complimentary workshop and then he liked it. And then he said, okay, I'd like to do more of these this year. So then we organized 7 different dates and we sat down and talked about different topics that he felt would be useful. And it's just a great scenario when I'm there with these kids and they're really bonding together and opening up. And it's probably my favorite thing that I do.
Yeah. And so are they paying you on a regular basis then?
Yeah. Well, I get paid. I got paid for the fall, and then I get paid for the last 3, you know, in 2016.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fantastic. So you do structure them like just a one-day workshop type thing, or is it?
Yeah, it's only an hour and 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I come well prepared with different things, that different exercises that we do, and then I make it interactive, and I have them doing different things, and we do some mindfulness stuff, and, you know, talk about the different things that are going on with them.
Uh-huh.
And I incorporate my life coaching into it a little bit, too.
Okay. Great.
But,
yeah,
I'd love to get another college and do something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now that you have that, you could get testimonials or get some kind of either written or audio or video is the best testimonials. Even if it's just a one-sentence statement from some of the students or something. And the director, you know, about the success of the program, and then you can use that for other colleges too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yep. So that's
since you have a process. It's usually it's like any startup company. The first part is the hardest, and then getting going after that, you can duplicate that for sure. So great. That's fantastic. Amy, yeah. Yeah, and, Daniel, are you there? Do you have, I was just thinking, are you doing any, working with any individuals or groups?
Primarily individuals right now, this time of year. It's around Christmas is usually slow for me, and this is my first year indoors, so with my own facility. So it's more of just getting it started. I'm really focused on getting my training complete for myself. I did training last year in golf, and this year I'm going to do the coach's training. That's my goal, to get that, you know, up and get my name going. But it's things are going well.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, fantastic. I
finished my story this morning. That was my goal this week, was to figure out my story. That was the hard part.
Oh, yeah, the assignment in the book there?
Yes.
Or in the program? Yeah, your kind of peak performance story?
It's a story.
Yeah, great. Yeah, each of us has a story, I think, of you know, where we've come from and the adversities we've been through. And challenges, and you know, you can use those for your for helping people, because it really, even though it's tough to go through challenges, it can really help you to advance, to have that experience. You know, only you can speak from that perspective. Like 3-4 years ago, I just was in a bicycle accident, broke my hip, and I was in the hospital. And I remember talking to this group and about, I was just, I was in a cast, just barely able to walk and sitting down. And yet I was able to do these calls with all of you and do my coaching. And that was a good thing, that even this is such a great profession. Even if we get injured or can't train ourselves, we can still get, we can still do things. We can still work with people and be of value. And then, you know, from that, of course, you know, we've probably all been through major injuries. You can talk about that, how to recover from that, how to overcome what you're going through with all the, you know, the mental, you know, difficulties, the depression, the frustration, and then, you know, that having that healing attitude. So it's great to use any of those stories, you know, think about the different, you know, we all have a variety of stories, too, in our lives and the things that we've been through. So if you can think about the experiences that you've had and what you can do with those, that can really help you to relate to other people with those same issues. It'd be, you know, now you can get paid well to work with people with those same issues, and be so much have so much more of a depth of understanding of what it takes to get through that. So, so let's go into. I just want to dive into our you know, part two of goal setting here. And sort of three things I wanted to emphasize are, you know, a process that you can go through. I think during the holidays here is a really good time. Sometimes people, you know, holidays can be, you know, really hectic, and that they can also be frustrating for people because it's, you know, it can be depressing because maybe you've lost a loved one or things aren't the same as they've been before. All of that can go on. Well, one of the ways that that I get through the holidays, and many of you can too, and you can teach your others to do, is to, you know, use this time for goal setting for the new year, because it's a real a great experience. You know, usually January 1st, everybody, you want to be able to hit the ground running and use it as a motivator to do really well. And I want to make this specific to, you know, performing edge coaching and to, you know, building a really good, successful, thriving business for each of us, and doing the things, you know, kind of getting that picture together of what it is that you would like to look like and to do. So three things that you can do with three processes of goal setting are, one is getting a clear vision, you know, which is like your overall kind of picture or your mission statement of what it is that you want to do, you know, kind of overall concepts. So getting that one clear vision, and you can do this in many areas too. Maybe one for one, you could do this a goal setting process, one for your career, for your business here, and you could do this for your personal life. You could do this process for your, you know, for exercise and being fit. I encourage all of you to stay as fit as you can, because that's important, you know, for your to be a good role model for your clients, even if you're not a, you know, at this point a competitive athlete. Maybe some of you still are, then you can, at whatever level you're at, if you can stay fit, then you're going to be, you know, a really good role model for them as well, especially when you do speaking and when you see clients in person. So getting a clear vision of what it is that you want to do, you're taking good care of yourself. And then number two, setting focused goals to achieve that vision. So certain things that need to be done. And then the third thing is, you know, action steps, an action plan to make those goals come true. So the setting a vision is like the overall picture, and then setting focused goals are the big steps to achieve that, and then the action plan is the small steps to making those goals happen. And so, and then I wanted to also talk about what to do once you've got your goals down, some habits for success that are really key. So a goal-setting process for you, and I'd say I'll be sending out after this call an email with, you know, my process for doing that, so you can actually kind of fill in the blanks and take some time. And then next time we can share, you know, what our what you come up with, too, for your vision. You know, the big so the vision is like your positive dream in your life, say the next 1 year to 3 years or so, the big picture, and then your goals, specific worded, you know, big steps to fill in your vision, and then the action plan is the small steps to accomplish your goals. So the reason, you know, you may, I think it's important to just kind of set a foundation for why goals are so important. It really puts your brain to work for you so that you can focus, because our brain is more efficient when we have a goal. You know, if you have one particular goal in your mind and you keep it in your mind, there's research showing that your brain actually, you know, works to accomplish that and fills in all the details. You know, for instance, you know, when I set a goal of doing the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon, I was obsessed about that for 6 months and just training and planning and being able to do, you know, all the things I needed to do to improve my swim stroke, to get the get my bicycle, not only my biking but my equipment in shape, get my bicycle, get a new bike, get and make sure it's in good functioning order, and you know, start training 20 miles and then 30 miles and 40 miles and 60, and then working up gradually to 100 miles and then 120 miles. And, you know, it took a lot of planning and to do that goal and to reach that. And then, you know, the running and being able to fit all those in and working on the transitions. And once you are really passionate about something, then you just put all your energy into that, and your brain gets wrapped around, your head's wrapped around what it is that you want to do. You'll be a lot more efficient at it. And your energy is, so focus is one thing, why we set goals, to give your brain a focus. And then the energy is another component. Once you set a goal that you're excited about, like, you know, getting new clients, that gives you energy. So, you know, if you can, positive energy. So if you can get a picture in your mind of, let's say, sometimes it's good to, rather than just picturing a business, picture the, you know, say your ideal client or your ideal set of clients. You know, maybe if you're working in different sports, you might have a picture of a tennis client and a lacrosse client and or a golfing client. You know, in your case, Daniel with golfing and just working in, you know, that particular sport, whatever it is that you're interested in most. And just seeing, you know, seeing yourself working with somebody or thinking about maybe a client you've had in the past that was really good for you, and thinking about how satisfying that was, and then multiplying that, seeing what if I had 10 clients like that, 15 clients like that, that were really, you know, satisfying to work with. So seeing what that would look like. So there's why set goals. You've got focus and you've got energy. Gives you energy. It also gives you direction. So you know, you're knowing where you're going. That's a big part of the process, you know, getting this map together. And then, you know, when you have that map, then you can, you're more coachable. And, you know, we can, other people, you know, in this program, we can work with you to, when you know where you're going, then it's like, okay, I want to, you know, my goal is to do these, you know, specific workshops, then it's easier to get help because you know what exactly, what it is, where the areas are that you need help. And then another area that's really important with goal setting is it gives you a sense of hope and confidence. And you can see the new possibilities. So it opens up this whole new world to you. So you can have this hope for a brighter future. You can take on new dreams. You know, like I was saying, when I did the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon, I had no idea I could accomplish something like that. But I saw other people doing it. I'd never done anything close to that distance. But I just kept building up and believing I could do it. So having that goal, even though I'd never done anything like that, I was able to take it on and then ended up getting second woman overall in the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon. That was in, many of you may have seen that video. Or if you go to drjoanne.com/Ironman, you can see the ABC Wide World of Sports coverage when I was on the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon, the World Championships there. And it was just a 2-minute video, and got interviewed by Diana Nyad, who, you know, Diana Nyad is the one that just, you know, swam from Cuba to Florida, and she was commentating at that time, which was really cool. So we became friends, and so you can take on those, you can take on things that you never thought you could do before. And so if you can visualize a really thriving practice with attracting the clients that you want, I think that you can really attract people into your life as opposed to going out there. I mean, we need to do the work to go out there to find business, but there's another aspect of it, of attracting, having that confidence that you can attract what you want into your life. and people will start to contact you. So you get this momentum going where one win leads to another, and one client leads to another, and you this sense of I did it before and I can do it again. You know, I've got this one client in and was really good with this one person, so now I can duplicate that. So so those are four things that goal setting does for you is focus, gives you energy, gives you direction, and gives you hope and confidence and new possibilities. And so I think the average person, you know, with average talent, ambition, and education, I think can really do better than the most brilliant geniuses in our society. You know, if you are clear and you have focused goals, then you can get there. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a lot of extra talent. You don't have to have a lot of extra experience. What you need is just the the vision and the goal. So so the first step is creating a vision. You know, ask yourself, what do I want my life, what do I want my business to look like in the next, say, 1 to 3 years? And just, you know, kind of create a picture for yourself. And you could word it in, say, just two or three sentences, a short little paragraph. So I'd encourage you to do that this week, or between Christmas and New Year's. And if you like, you can email it to me, and then we can talk about it on our next call, too, on our next group call. And then, you know, thinking about it as goals, if you set a goal but you don't have a long-term vision, then it's, you know, it's hard to meet that goal. So, you know, like New Year's resolutions, people say, oh, I'll make a resolution. Those usually get broken. But if you have a long-term vision and you write it out and you put it in front of you, then that's really key. That'll keep you going. And I think having that long-term vision motivates your change in your life now, day by day. So I think, you know, you want to change your negative talk into positive talk. That's one of the important things with your vision, too. So, you know, for instance, saying to yourself, I hate making phone calls or that kind of thing. You want to change it into I'm attracting new clients, attracting new business. So one example of an important vision or a statement would be you want to use the words like I will or I see myself or I'm awesome when I do this. So one example would be, you know, I want to be a I'm on fire. I see myself as a successful performance coach, performing edge coach, and sports psychologist, and with a laser focus on my business. I'm a confident, successful speaker in several important venues. I have a great high-paying clients, including athletes that are maybe going to the next Olympics. That might be one vision, or the next, you know, national championships in your sport. And my office is organized in my place. I have a strong support network. So that would be one example of a vision statement. So maybe, you know, just thinking about that, could we take a second and each of us say, it doesn't have to be perfect, but just kind of say what your vision for the next year would be, maybe in one or two sentences, what you see, what you'd like to see. Maybe Kat or Amy or Daniel, you guys can jump in. Just one thing that you'd like to achieve in this next year.
Um, Well, I would like to establish my practice in the sports performance coaching.
Okay.
And I plan to have at least 10 clients.
Okay, great, Kat. Yeah, so establish your practice and sports performance coaching and have 10 clients. Okay, fantastic, yeah. Thanks, Kat.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, it sounds like your dog has calmed down a little bit for the moment. I have a calm, relaxed dog, all right? No kidding.
It's not my dog, and she's very spoiled, so when she doesn't get attention, that's the way she goes.
That's right. Yeah, that's what dogs are for. They want lots of love, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Daniel or Amy, you want to say?
My goal, my vision is to complete this course and be able to integrate the mental aspects of my sport into my work with my clients, and then to be able to expand it to draw new clients.
Okay.
And organization, better organization in my business is almost goes without saying. That's another, serious part of my vision is to better organize my business.
Okay. Can you give an example with organization, what you want to do differently or better?
Yeah. Well, being able to reach out to previous clients easily. You know, I have databases construed, but they're not easy to work with. So to better organize, you know, and I have in the last 5 years probably had 500 or 600 clients and, you know, that I've taught, and I don't have easy access to just one come to mind and send them an email. I just want to be organized to do those things.
Okay. Good. There's all kinds of systems for that, of course.
Yes.
And maybe doing an Excel spreadsheet or something where you write down which clients you've already contacted and which ones to contact or what stage you're at with each one. Might be a way to do that. And I've got some tools for that, yeah, too. I can next time, I'm glad you reminded me. Next time, I can put that up on the website, too, an example of a spreadsheet of how to, client contacts kind of thing, follow up and all.
The other part of my vision is because one of the skills I have is I'm a capable writer.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I can probably reach clients through media or different places if I can get published. So whether it be published in a newspaper or published in a trade magazine, something like in a magazine that's affiliated with golf, that would probably be a strong way to grow my business.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, use your skills. That's a good thing to ask for each of us to ask ourselves, what are my skills, what are my special talents? You know, like you have identified that, Daniel, really well, that you're really a good writer. So use that if you're a good speaker, writer, whatever it is, say, how can I capitalize on that? How can I leverage that? And how can I use what's out there now? Like now, there's so many more ways to be a writer, and with all the digital media, with blogging and social media, and of course your own social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+ are the main ones. But also then writing on other people's blogs and other people's and of course your own website, and then contributing to others' websites. And all the media, of course, most media have their information on digitally and or in print. So so you can get up there much quicker. And with digital media, it's so much more effective. It can be more effective because you can put a link, always request to put a link to your website on, or and some contact information in the in your article, a resource box at the bottom kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just have that ready so that people can then, if it's digital, they can just click on it. So great, yeah, that's fantastic. And you know, with whenever something controversial is coming up, happening in your sport, or one that you're interested in, then you know, that's a good time to contact the media and say, "I can comment on this." They want somebody that's focused on sports psychology or mental training to, you know, to be able to give some direction and some focus experience into that area. So that would be great. Good. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing that. And, Amy, are you there? Do you want to mention kind of what your vision is for the next year, or some things that you would like to do?
Sure. My vision is to continue working with college teams and to expand it to some different places, some different colleges, and also to continue to get high school athletes. I've been working with different high school athletes, and I really, really enjoy that. So to, you know, kind of get the word out in high schools with athletic directors and things like that to promote some business that way. But that's really what I like doing. I like working with high school, college kids, and working with teams.
Yeah, great. So, yeah, athletic directors are the ones to contact for sure.
Yeah, and to maybe work on the school that I was coaching tennis, and, you know, in some way too. I have gotten some work through with some of the kids from that school already, but to get some more students and maybe even offer, another idea is to offer something for parents.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm currently coaching a mother of one of the boys that I'm working with. She asked if I would work with her, so that's sort of an interesting thing too that I like.
Yeah, sports parents are great. Because they're the ones that can lead you to the kids, of course. And
yeah, and they need it.
Sorry, I had a little bit of a cold. Did someone else just join us?
I got lost there for a second.
Okay.
I'm back. God bless you.
Thank you. And then the second step was vision and then goals. Once you have described your vision, is to set goals to make that happen. So, effective techniques for writing goals is like to have have a date and specific wording. Like, in this first quarter, I'll do this. Excuse me. Sorry. Once I start coughing, it's hard to stop. Excuse me. And be able to have a date by when you'll do a certain thing. Or a frequency, like I'll, you know, with exercise, I'll exercise 3 times a week or 5 times a week. So why don't we go around and say, if you set one, can you think of one goal, something specific you could do to support that vision of yours? Each of you want to say that, you know, one thing that you could do say I'll, you know, contact clients or potential organizations, that kind of thing, by this certain date or by this certain month. Kat or Amy or Daniel, I'm losing my voice a little bit. Do you want to chime in? What is one goal, specific thing you could do to get to your vision? I don't know, Kat or Amy or Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Kat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. I had myself still muted, sorry. One of the things, you know, to build my practice next year is I'm going to set a goal of a certain number of contacts each week in specific local athletic clubs and high school sports coordinators to, you know, to set up either workshops or to be able to partner with them in some way to market my materials. So I'd have to have a certain number of contacts out every week to do that. And I would like to have at least, you know, in the first quarter, I would like to have 3 to 4 new clients on board by that time.
Okay. Great. So you got that's a very specific goal with dates and frequency. Fantastic.
I'm trying.
Okay, great. And, of course, go through the, you know, one goal for you, Kat, since you're newer, too, is to go through the modules in the program.
Yes, and oh, absolutely.
Send me your questionnaire. And that'll be really good. That'll help keep you motivated, too.
Yes.
Okay, great. How about Daniel, Amy, one specific goal to meet your vision, something specific you could do?
One of the goals I need to achieve is to spend dedicated time each week writing, preparing, you know, to prepare to write for publication. So basically practice writing by writing about things that, you know, whether it's in the news or relative to golf or to my approach, to my own approach to training, you know.
Right. So would that be morning or night? What time of day?
I find the best time for me to write is in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. So put it into your schedule. That's the best way. Oh, Amy, do you have a specific goal or specific thing you could do? Not sure if Amy's still there. Okay. Maybe she went off the line. Yeah, I apologize. My voice is kind of going out here because I've had a cold. But the third thing that you want to do, of course, is to action steps to for each of those goals. You take a you know break it down into pieces. So what I want to do. We'll do this, and what I want to do at our next call is to talk about what to do once you've written your goals. And so on our next one, we'll talk about a third part to this, how to keep your goals, the habits for success, how to keep your goals visual, tell someone else what your goals are, how to get support, you know, through this program with that, too. And then how to take action, and we'll talk about how to review your goals and how to set rewards and celebrations. That's really important to reward yourself for doing your goals. and having an attitude for success. And we'll talk about intention, how to have the right kind of intention to make it happen. And then courage. Let's talk about that inner courage that you need. And a success attitude. Sorry, since it's the holidays here, too, and I think we've all got stuff going on. And since my voice is going out, I think I'll, it's getting towards the finish of the hour here. I think we'll finish up our call for today, and then we'll go into these other areas when I've, when I got my voice back next time, and I'll send you the my notes for this. I've got little detailed notes and a process for you to do in an email here. So do you want to just say what was most valuable for you today on the call? Kat and Daniel and Amy, if you're there.
I really love the steps that you've laid out for setting goals. It kind of reminded me, of course, as a life coach, we do a lot of this with clients, but sometimes we forget to do it in our own lives and practices, and that really brought back a lot of reinforcement of things that I need to do to follow, to set those steps and goals and the actionable items that I need to put in, not only in writing to make them viable, but also it makes them clear in my mind. And once it's on paper or in print, you're more likely to do it than not.
Right. Great. Yeah, and however you want to do that, on your computer or paper, even putting post-its on your mirror are great, where you're right, they're more likely to see them.
Vision boards are great.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, next time we could create a vision board. I encourage you to do that over the holidays here.
Yeah, I don't know how many people know this, but you can really create your own. With Pinterest, you can create your own vision board and make it private so that everybody, whoever subscribes to your feed, doesn't see it. It's just for you. But it's, a digital version of a vision board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know about that. Yeah. So that's great that you shared that, Kat. that's something that you can do. And just put pictures together and so you can see it right there. So great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Great. Yeah. So, Daniel, do you have goals?
For myself. The idea of creating a vision statement and having, set goals and, there's times, I think, when it comes to goal setting that...
Can you speak a little bit louder?
Yeah, sometimes with goal setting, there's self-defeating processes, which that's one of the things that I want to work on is creating goals, achievable, small achievable goals that are involved in creating the larger goal.
Uh-huh.
The part, breaking them down so that you can see your small successes in the process of achieving the greater goal.
Right.
And some of that for me might be looking at my history. Because I'm in a place right now in my life where I sometimes question my successes.
Uh-huh.
Even as I wrote my story, which actually had to do with just surviving the first half of my life, which was an accomplishment within itself.
Yeah.
And I look back on that as I write it, and I say, oh, okay, yeah, it wasn't about goals. It was just about, at that point in my life, survival.
Yeah.
And then, looking at the times of adversity, where I came out of adversity. So looking at history is part of what I need to do to help me to really focus my goals and then not minimize the goal, but set tasks within the goal. I guess that's the way to put it. so that if I, you know, and that's what I'm hearing is I have to, you know, I have to make it everything achievable. I can't throw things out there that are so far-fetched that I don't have a possibility.
Yeah.
I think you might have said it when you were doing the Ironman as far as, you know, going through the process of, you know, you can't look at all three events and say, okay, yeah, I get this. It's, you know, it's get on the bike, finish the bike, you know, whatever it might be. And that's, it's the process.
Yeah.
That process is usually key to having success and achieving goals.
Yeah.
People talk exactly. about goals, sometimes they get a little nervous.
Okay, well, that's good that you're saying that. We all get nervous, yeah. I know when I was in the Ironman and I was starting to move up from 19th place all the way to second, I thought, do I really belong up here? I was really nervous, thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't believe
someone asked me yesterday, they said, are you good at what you do? And I said, I think I'm one of the best around. I know from my response from my students, they all say to me, they say, you have a much different approach and a different methodology of teaching.
Yeah.
And I think it came from the way that I learned things, because I didn't learn things academically.
Right.
I was a strong student. I learned things practically. So when I teach people practical methods of learning.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's been a good hour for me, and I wrote a lot of notes, and now I got to get to work.
That's right. Okay. Good. So all of you, yeah, I encourage all of you to get to work on this stuff. Lots of time over the holidays here. And think of it as like January 1st is kind of like a deadline to, you know, get your vision in place, get your goals in place, get your action steps in place. And it doesn't have to be, you know, all complete, but just an outline, and then so that you can hit the ground running when January 1st starts. I was thinking you can think of it as just one quarter, too. Just think, what can I do in this first quarter of the year? And that's a good way to think about it, so that it's more achievable. Like when I did the Ironman, if I thought about the finish line, that would be way too far away. But if I think thought about just get in the swim, just get out to the first buoy, that's all my mind could handle at that point. Take it, and once you have your goals in mind and your big vision, then you just take it one step at a time. It's like the analogy, you know, if you're driving across the country and or driving a long ways at nighttime, and you have the headlights out in front of you, all you can see is, you know, 50 feet ahead of you, that the area that those lights are shining on, and so you just keep following the headlights, and one step at a time, you get a huge, even though you can't see way in front of you, you just are focused on that little bit ahead of you, and then you keep driving and driving, and you're, if you keep at it, you can drive all the way across the country. So that's a good analogy, I think, that you don't have to see yourself getting all the way to the end right away. Just see the next step ahead of you. So I thank you for joining us this time. Thanks for sharing, Kat, Daniel, and Amy, and other people are on the call too, I think, that are just muted. And we'll look forward to working on your goals and working on sharing those for next time. And I'll talk to you. Have a great holiday. And, put on your calendars January 14th and 28th. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. And have a good holiday, everyone.
Yeah, happy holidays. Feel better.
Oh, good. Thank you. It's so good to share with you. I really value and treasure each one of you so much.
Great
to...
Well,
great to Yeah.
Same to you. Same to you.
Thanks, Kat. Okay, we'll talk Monday. And Daniel will set up a time to do our private coaching session too. Okay. Thanks. Have a good day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.